Passion of Empire, Herman and Lynn await. Several weeks ago, the global human rights group Amnesty International issued an extraordinary appeal to Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal to grant compassionate release to 72-year-old former Black Panther and political prisoner Herman Wallace, who has recently been diagnosed with terminal liver cancer after losing some 50 pounds in less than 6 months. Wallace is one of two remaining imprisoned members of the Angola Three, who with Albert Woodfox and the recently released Robert King, have spent over 40 years in solitary and are thus among the longest-held political prisoners on Earth. The three men were falsely convicted of murder, when in fact they were actually guilty of nothing more than what prison administrators called Black Pantherism, or having the audacity to organize a chapter of the Black Panther Party in Angola prison. For this, for daring to rebel on the grounds of a former slave plantation, the three men were framed, thrown into the deepest hole in Louisiana, and hopefully forgotten. Thanks to their supporters, this was not to be. In fact, thousands are campaigning for Herman's release, and the same should be done for Albert Woodfox as well. In another southern state, People's Attorney Lynn Stewart, too, is fighting the ravages of cancer, and her loyal, loving husband, Ralph Pointer, has staged a one-man protest in front of the White House, not only to dramatize the injustice his wife has suffered, but to push for compassionate release, lest his wife die alone in an icy jail cell in Texas. Lynn and Ralph ran for over 30 years a law firm of last resort for the poor, working class, and political people who stood up to and resisted the empire. Now, in connection to the Egyptian cleric Sheikh Omar Abdulrahman, Lynn allegedly violated a facially unconstitutional prison rule, and this became the pretext for jailing and disbarring one of the finest lawyers ever to walk the streets of the Big Apple. For this, 73-year-old Lynn Stewart was consigned to her own hole, in essence, a death sentence. Ralph's fight for Lynn's life is your fight. Herman Wallace's fight is your fight. You, if you support it with strength, can ensure they breathe the air of freedom again. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.